Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you from the studios at Waves of Glory. We are blessed to be in the presence of the Lord this morning, for in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. We welcome you today to Waves of Glory. We're going to get into our topic in just a moment, which is power to get wealth. But we want to first of all thank God for this opportunity to be in the land of the living, to be used by him to cultivate kingdom culture and to ensure that the kingdom of God is moving through the land. We are making disciples of men. This is the Great Commission, that we should go forth into all the world, teaching them to observe, to do the things that Jesus taught his disciples. And we are just a little bit behind the eight ball on that one. We have taught men about Jesus the Christ. We have taught them about the crucifixion and the resurrection, but we have not made disciples in the way that Jesus intended. He intended that we would teach his people, or those who come into the kingdom, those who apprehend the kingdom. He intended that we would teach him the ways that the kingdom operates. It is a supernatural, invisible kingdom that is in existence here in the earth. But we have fallen far short of teaching God's people how the kingdom works. And so today, we're going to do our little part by simply talking about power to get wealth, because it is the promise of God. In the coming days, you will probably hear prophetic words come across your path that declares unto you a coming wealth transfer, and that is the word of the Lord. However, this morning, I want to shake up your apple cart just a little bit when it comes to the power to get wealth. If you will go with me this morning to Deuteronomy chapter 8, and we're going to just take a few verses out of that chapter, because if I start taking one at a time, we will never get it done. But this morning, I'm going to go kind of quickly and talk just a little bit about power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8, verse 1 says, "All the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers." Now, when we see that particular bit of scripture, that phraseology, "go in to possess the land," that is paramount to saying a coming wealth transfer. Israelites were about to go into the promised land. They were going to dispossess the peoples that were there, and God was going to give them the land as an inheritance. There was going to be a transfer of the wealth of the land. Amen. And therefore, this is what I want the people of God to refer to when we hear the prophetic word that is being heralded across the nations of a coming wealth transfer, that it is telling us that God is going to allow us to go in and possess the land. The thing and the point that I want to make about possess the land is that there are some prerequisites to possessing the land. You will find out if you keep studying, going into Joshua, it's not easy to go in and to possess the land. The people of the area are not just going to sit back and say, "Oh, wow, these are the people of God. We should just pack up all our little belongings and leave our houses and leave our vineyards." We get that in our minds that God is going to do it. He's going to just go in there and sweep them out the way and then let us take over where they left off. That is not how God does the transfer of the wealth. If you study in the book of Joshua, you will discover how they went in to take the land. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's see. Verse 2 says, "Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. If you have been struggling in life, if you have been under the circumstances for some season, if you have been having a hard go of it, and now you are expecting a wealth transfer, then understand that what you went through was God trying and testing you so that he could prove you that you will keep his commandments regardless of the circumstance, that you would praise him in the middle. I believe it's Isaac Carey has a song that says, praise him in the middle. It doesn't matter what the middle looks like. It doesn't matter how many enemies have come out against you. Your weapon of warfare is to praise God in the midst of whatever you're going through, because whatever you are going through, beloved, it is only temporary. And God said through the prophet Moses that I'm allowing this in your life to prove you, to see whether you will keep my commandments or no. Because you understand, people of God, that we have a choice as to whether or not we will keep the commandments of God. He's not going to force our hand. He's not going to force our behavior. But he is going to give us the opportunity to make the choice ourselves. Then skip down with me to verse 7. It says, for the Lord thy God brings thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey. Glory to God. I'm telling you, he is saying this, you're about to go to a good place. You're going to your wealthy place. Those of you who hear the word of the Lord declaring that he is giving you now power to get wealth, that he is going to be using you for a portion of the transfer of the wealth of the wicked, that the great wealth transfer is coming, he's saying he's getting ready to put you into a place of prosperity and abundance. And then Moses says in verse 9, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. Can you imagine today what it will be like for you and for me to live in a land that has bread without scarceness, and there shall not be any lack in it? There'll be no lack in the land that God is bringing you into. This means that you're going to be living in the overflow. You're going to be living in the overflow of heaven. Now, listen, heaven has streets of gold and gates of pearl and walls of jasper and other precious stones. So when that begins to overflow into the culture of the kingdom in earth, let me tell you, that is a glorious and a wealthy, prosperous place in God, in time, in culture, in the earth. And so we are in for something wonderful. But guess what happens right after this? He says, when you have eaten and are full, then you will bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. And you know, and I know, that when things switch from bad to good, we jump, we shout, we praise God, we give thanks. Oh, we say our hallelujahs. But somewhere along the line, we begin to get complacent in our remembering that it is God who gives us power to get wealth. We forget that it was the hand of God that blessed. We forget that it was the voice of God that directed. We forget that it was the favor of God, hallelujah, that moved us into position to profit. Therefore, Moses says to his people, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you this day. Because if you do, he's letting them know that everything that they have gained will turn to sand. It will turn to ashes. And I'm not going to read those verses. You have time to read it sometime this week. But get in there and read those particular verses. So what I want to do is get down to verse 17. It says, once you've been through all of this and you continue to look on what you have acquired or what you have come into possession of. He says in verse 17, you will say in your heart, my power and the mighty of my hand has gotten me this wealth. This is not new to you or to me. This is not history. We know that it happens all the time. People are in a place of struggling and trying to make it, trying to make a living, trying to get ahead. For those of you who are entrepreneurs, you're trying to get your business off the ground. You're trying to make sure that you get customers and clients. You're trying to brand yourself, which is the term in the marketplace. You're branding yourself, and you're going out with your advertising, and you're working hard at it, and you're on the grind, and you're moving and beasting. You're in beast mode trying to make this thing happen, and then the hand of God touches it, and it seems almost instantly you become a success. Amen. And then for the moment you will rejoice, but after you begin to think about it for a while and the enemy comes to you and puts these thoughts in your head and words in your mouth that you have done it on your own, this is when you are in trouble. This is when you are in the place where you could lose everything. This brings to mind something that is trending in the news today, and that is our dear sister Patti LaBelle and her sweet potato pies. Now, I'm not going to hate on Patti for what she has done. It's a beautiful thing she has come for. She has reinvented herself at age 71. She is still making moves. But in this particular instance, I saw a clip, a video clip of TMZ interviewing Patti, asking her about James Wright and his video that went viral. They said to her, "Do you think that it was the video that caused your pies to fly off the shelf in one weekend, making $2.1 million? And Patti said these words, "I did it myself. I did it myself." And that, to me, is kind of an indication of where we headed when we go from lack to luxury. Not that she was in lack in any wise, but I'm talking about the common man. Patti says she did it herself. She didn't give credit to James Wright. She didn't give credit to God. She said, "I did it myself." Now, I could have kind of smoothed it over and got with Patti if she would have said, "Well, I appreciate what James did, but the glory goes to God." All right, Patti, I'm in your court. But she had decided and thought within herself, "This great success that I have gained in one weekend, I did it by myself." That is a dangerous position for anyone to be in, not just Patti, who is a child of God, but the rest of us, for whom God is about to do a massive wealth transfer. For Moses lets us know in verse 18, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives thee power to get wealth." I'm not even going to go into what that power is. It's not an abstract thing. It's a real, it's a tangible thing, that power to get wealth. It's not us sitting down on our bums waiting for God to just, like a magician, tap us in the top of the head and all of a sudden we're wealthy. But there is a process, glory to God, to getting wealth. And God is saying to us, he's going to give us the power to move through the process and to move through the process quickly so that we can receive, amen, the wealth that he has ready to transfer to us. Beloved, if you don't have a basket to hold the proceeds, then there's no way God can transfer wealth to you. You've got to get into position to profit. And if you want to know more about that, hit me up on Facebook. Tap me on my timeline. Hit me in the inbox. Go to my page, Success in Life Online Training Institute. Because if the wealth transfer happens and you don't have a basket to gain anything in, then you're still going to miss it. And this word, this prophetic word that God is doing a wealth transfer, is not a new word. Prophets prophesy it every year, and the people of God jump and shout every year that God is about to do a massive wealth transfer. But most of us are not in position for the move of God when it comes to transferring wealth. And so we look at the prophet 6 months to a year later and say, that's a false prophet because it didn't happen to me. Well, you weren't ready. And I'm here to help you today get ready to go to your wealthy place. We're talking about economic empowerment. The verse of scripture in Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, lets us know that the anointing that God puts upon us, at least unto me, this is the word he's given to me, that word says that I am anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. That word gospel means good news. What good news could I give to a poor man today? That good news is economic empowerment. Yes, I will also preach the gospel of salvation. I will also preach the gospel of sanctification, but I will not leave out the gospel of economic empowerment because Jesus came to give us life. And that more abundantly. That abundant life is not the same as eternal life or everlasting life. Abundant life has to do with the life that we're living right here in the earth. But Moses here is speaking to the people of God who are about to be blessed financially. They are about to enter into prosperity. And he says, remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers as it is this day. We know that God cannot lie. When he spoke a word to our fathers, that word was to be continued from generation to generation to generation. But in the New Testament, the Word of God lets us know that if any man be in Christ, then is he Abraham's seed. Why would they refer to Abraham's seed? Because this covenant that God cut, he cut it with Abraham and his seed from generation to generation forever and forever. And so Moses here, his position is, the message is not so much that you're going to get wealthy. The message here, beloved, is don't forget God. When you get to your wealthy place, don't forget God. Don't get the big head. Don't get it in your mind that you did it yourself, that you worked hard, that you were the one who made contacts. You can make all the contacts you want. If God doesn't favor you in their sight, you're still not getting anywhere. So let's remember to acknowledge God in all of our ways. Acknowledge him when we are going through, that he is the God of victory. Acknowledge him when we get through, that he is the God who delivers. Acknowledge him when we are feeling the effect of the blessing of God, and acknowledge him when we're not feeling the effect, because in essence, the blessing is on our lives already. It's there because of who Jesus is and what he did to us and through us. We are a blessed people. We are just out to get ready to come into the manifestation of that blessing. Verse 19 says, it shall be, if thou do it all, forget the Lord in any way, and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them. He says, I testify against you this day that you will surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so you will perish because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. This is my prayer for you today, that you will never forget that it is because of God that you are blessed today. Amen. We're going to stop right here because this is enough for you to chew on. This is enough for you to meditate on today. You are going through your Facebook feeds and seeing how the men and women of God are prophesying of the coming wealth transfer, and you're saying, yes, Lord, that's me. Do it for me, Lord. Do it for me. God is not going to do it for you. He's going to do it through you. Lord, have mercy. I said we're going to stop right here, but I feel that we must understand economic empowerment is what God is doing when he says to us, I am going to do a wealth transfer. We have to get in position, people of God. Let's do it. Once again, I say, come see me on my Pay Success in Life Online Training Institute. If you want training, then there are going to be different types of training, online workshops, seminars, boot camps, blogs. I am going to be taking you through to the end of the year for the next, 5 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks that are left. I'm going to be taking you through this economic process of getting in position for the wealth transfer. Some of the classes are going to be free. Some of them are going to cost you a small investment. Whatever you do, understand whatever you sow, you shall reap bountifully. Amen. So you're going to have to put some seed in, not every time, but once or twice. I just want to say that God loves you. I love you. I'm expecting to be a part of the economic wealth transfer, just like many of you. Some of us declare that we have power to get wealth. We're going to be declaring that as we do our daily declarations. Some people call them affirmations. But whatever else we declare, let us declare that we shall not forget God. And likewise, that we will take the responsibility that's going to come to you as God puts wealth in your hands. He's not putting it in your hands for you just to splurge and buy a new Versace bag or some Versace glasses or whatever it is that you like to splurge on, but he is going to entrust the wealth transfer into the hands of the people that will acknowledge him and ask his direction for the distribution of the wealth. Oh, my goodness, I have a lot more to say on that particular issue, but we're going to close here today. I'm going to ask you to come back and join me here on Waves of Glory next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be doing a series for the next 6 weeks on economic empowerment, and I would love to have you here with me. Before we close, I want to just make two announcements. Something wonderful is on the horizon for this particular woman of God as God is positioning me in the marketplace. I am going to be building a virtual 3D mall, and I'm looking for saints of God who have businesses who want to invest in this mall. This is the coming wave that is about to hit the shores of our nation. It is the economic empowerment. It's the not technological revolution of taking virtual technology out of the science and the medical field and bringing it to the marketplace. The one way you're going to be positioned to take advantage of the wealth transfer is to be in position with virtual technology. There is only one other virtual mall in the United States, and I believe three others in the world. So we are at the ground floor of this technology. So if God is speaking to you about coming wealth transfer, I would like to talk to you personally about investing in the virtual 3D mall. It is amazing what God has opened up for me to be a part of and likewise to share with you, so that we will be in position for the coming wealth transfer. We'll be ahead of the wave. One of the things that we know in business and we're trained as we go through the different entrepreneurial trainings is to find out what is trending, what wave is about to come, which wave is swelling, and you get ahead of that wave and it propels you forward. This is how God is going to multiply and accelerate you in your wealth transfers. Come on, speak to me, talk to me. Last thing I want to announce is that there is coming also a digital magazine called Be Rated by our beloved sister London Nicole out of Manhattan, out of New York, New York. She is putting together a digital magazine that is set to hit the airwaves December 1st. This technology age is the age where God can instantly cause you to come into your wealth transfer. So I want you to look for it. Once again, her name is London Nicole, N-I-K-O-L-E. The magazine is B-rated, and it is set to hit the digital marketplace December 1, 2015. And our ad is going to be in that digital magazine. I am excited. One thing we know, this is the word of the Lord. This is the hour. All we have to do in order to prosper is to pay attention to what God is speaking. And like Jesus, whatever we see God doing, that we will do. And when we do that, we can be assured that God is in the blessing business, and he will not fail us. I want you to know that I love you. God bless you. And until next week, this is Apostle E.J. Melvin, your marketplace apostle, saying you are not here to be average. You are here to be awesome. God bless you. Great week.